Lenten Journey Day 9. Listening. Day 9 is a turning point of sorts in your Lenten journey. Many of the toxins in your system have been eliminated. Make sure that you nourish your organs with plenty of water. Day 9 is also an appropriate day to begin taking an inventory of your Lenten journey. That is, these days that we've spent together. And while we are still at the beginning of Lent, we start realizing today that this Lenten period is a powerful one, that the changes that we are experiencing, both physically, emotionally, and in our relationships, are good changes, changes that we want to take with us past the 40-day cycle. And so we start seeing, although way out in the distance, we start noticing that there's light at the end of the tunnel. That this journey that we're taking together, this Lenten path that our fathers have prescribed for us, is not about 40 days. It's about a lifetime of being connected with the One, with the ultimate that brings us happiness and brings us the true meaning of life. The psalmist reminds us, "Be still and know that I am God." In that stillness, we hear many things. In that stillness, we need to heighten our hearing. We need to be able to hear not only with our ears, but to hear with our heart. Hearing with your heart? Well, today you understand it as a possibility, if nothing else. This is what I meant about taking an inventory of the Lenten journey. Because in fact, 10 days ago, just think how strange that would have sounded. But today, even if you don't hear with your heart, you understand that there is a possibility there. You understand that there is a possibility to see with your heart, to sense with your heart, that it is not just a pump, it is not mechanical, but it is something that has feelings both ways, as a receptor, as well as a place from which our love sprouts. Hearing with the heart implies listening. Do we listen? Do we listen enough? Do we listen too much? Are there things that we shouldn't be listening to? What about times when we should listen and perhaps not listen? Are there such times? Are there times when perhaps we should shut down and we should allow the ears of our heart, the ears of our soul, to really take over in the listening process? In the Gospels, we read of Jesus as this incredible orator, always having the right words, never at a loss for words, always speaking to the occasion, bringing people together, charismatically drawing them to his message of love, to his message of hope, to his message of faith. In fact, never at a loss for words, and sometimes finding words where no one would have imagined they could be. Nicodemus turns to him and says, "Master, we know that you are a man sent from God, for no one can do the things that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus, rather than acknowledging the compliment, rather than thanking him, turns it around and pulls from, seemingly from nowhere, the statement, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born again, unless one is born from above, you shall never enter the kingdom of God." Jesus was never at a loss for words. In fact, people marveled and said that no one has ever spoken to us the way this man has spoken to us. And yet, at the time when it was necessary, by our terms, necessary for him to speak, we see Jesus completely shut down. The Gospel of Matthew records, Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge. During his trial, we see Jesus completely silent, not answering. We too understand that in our lives there are times to listen, there are times to talk. There are times when we shouldn't talk and at the same time shouldn't listen. Many of the difficulties that we experience in life are because we place so much importance on the things that don't matter, on the words that shouldn't matter in our lives. An insult or a put down can and will devastate us, but only if we allow it. Only if we allow it. Jesus, standing in front of his accusers, heard many things, but he wasn't listening with his ears. He was listening with his heart. And that listening allowed him to understand the people around him. He looked at his accusers and saw his children. Likewise, when we listen with our heart, we begin to understand. And while we are not God and find it very, very difficult to stand in the way of these insults, through understanding, we will not allow those insults, we will not allow those idle conversations to devastate us nor to destroy us. We understand those sounds as coming from places where there is no harmony. And in so doing, we begin to pray for those who persecute us and for those who are out of harmony, that they may find the fullness of God, the love that God gives each and every one of us. We conclude with the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali. O Christ, true light, make my soul worthy to behold with joy the light of your glory. In that day when you call me, and to rest in the hope of good things in the mansions of the just until the day of your glorious coming, have mercy upon your creatures, upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey together. Until then, please join us at inhisshoes.org as well as epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find even recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.